Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, holla. What's up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. Let's get this week kick started in a big, big way. I'm recording this Sunday afternoon, early evening. Get you right and tight for a Monday. Every day that ends in Y is your day. It's about 5:45 Eastern time on a beautiful, let me tell you something. I know you don't plug into this podcast for the weather, but holy cow. The Cincinnati weather is pretty awesome in the summertime and the fall. And we have an earlier spring than I'm used to in Buffalo, New York. But anything was better in the weather time, winter time, than Buffalo, New York. I think summer was on a Thursday one year when I was in Buffalo. Anywho, hey, I just listened to a great interview on the Tony Robbins podcast. Wanted to talk about what the content was about. Kevin Hart, great interview. If you don't subscribe to Tony Robbins podcast, it's a really good show. Sometimes you get some pretty cool guests. Kevin Hart, the comedian, was on. And I'm telling you, man, that guy said a word that I talk about nonstop, authentic, nonstop. That's all I talk about is being authentic. And Kevin Hart was talking about, hey, you really want to connect with your audience and you want to let them know who you are, see who you are, vibe with them, and just be really authentic with them. And I'm like, dude, oh, my God. I'm like listening to that. And I got it on 10. I mean, it just blasted in my car. I'm like, Kevin, preach it, brother. Preach it. So many people, it's Sunday night, and I'm recording this podcast on a Sunday night for a reason, because so many people on Sunday evening start to get that pit in their stomach, like, oh, man, tomorrow, oh, Monday, oh, what do I got? What do I got waiting for? Let's see. What do I got waiting for me at the office tomorrow? Even entrepreneurs that have just bitten off way more than they can chew. You know, not every day is Saturday. They're just like, oh, my God, I can't believe I got this waiting for me, that waiting for me. Sunday nights aren't enjoyable. They were never enjoyable for me. I mean, they right around 6 o'clock at night, my wife would look at me, and she's like, oh, you got to go to work tomorrow. I'm like, yeah, I got to go to work tomorrow. She's like, oh, man, how do the weekends go too fast? Like, we were that couple. We were that couple. We always complain, and before I ever had a solution, before I even thought of a solution, I was always just like, yeah. Wow, it just feels like Friday night. Because Friday night when I used to get home, I mean, can you relate to this? When you get home from the J-O-B on a Friday night, you are worn out. You're like somebody just wrung out a towel full of water. You just feel blah. You just like you can't even wait to go to bed on a Friday night. I'm not saying I didn't go to happy hour, maybe even go out to dinner with my wife or, you know, do something. But still, I was spent. All the gas was out of the tank. Now, as an entrepreneur, and not just an entrepreneur, but somebody who really went after their passion, you can do the same thing. I mean, it's not, the steps are very simple to do. It takes a little bit of work in the sense you have to stop caring what people think about you. You have to stop conforming to what society tells you that you should be doing and how you should be speaking and what you should be planning and all of this stuff. And you really got to have faith, man. I have my faith in God because I read a survey someplace that 10 out of 10 people are going to die. I don't know if you've seen that same survey. It's pretty accurate. It's pretty accurate. So with that being said, if you know you're not making out of this thing called life alive, why in the hell would you not at least go after getting your message out there, monetizing what it is that you're really super passionate about? And Kevin Hart, man, this guy's got a roller coaster life. I mean, he is, he's an open book. He puts himself out there. He's done some really stupid stuff. He's done some really irresponsible things. And on the podcast I was listening to when he was talking to Tony, he's like, look, I've named every one of my stand-up, my specials, after a phase in my life, you know? And I can't remember all of them. One of them was called Feel My Pain. Another one was Fearless, Seriously Funny, because he was going to take this seriously. He said, I'm going to take this seriously. He started doing stand-up when he was 18, 19 years old, And he was terrible, just like anybody is. I mean, Kevin Hart, one of the most highest paid, if not the highest paid comedian right now in 2019, was terrible when he got started. And he didn't get his, I don't think he even got his first special on TV. Now, this sounded fast. I was surprised he got it at the age of 24. So that means he had been doing stand-up 5-6 years. And you can imagine, right? All the clubs you got to go to and just remote places of the country and dive bars and people, you know, places with 10 people in them. And being a speaker, I can appreciate that. I mean, I've driven, you've heard the story. If you've plugged into this podcast for any length of time, I drove in 2006 when I put my shingle out on the door and said, I'm a speaker. Well, somebody asked me to come speak in Rockford, Illinois. 8-hour drive from Cincinnati. Never been there. Never been there since. But I spent a night at a Red Roof Inn in Rockford, Illinois. And I spoke to a crowd of, let me try to remember. Let me count. Hold on 1 second. Was there, zero. Yeah, there was nobody there. Not one person showed up. I still spoke, though. The promoter was there who's like, gee, sorry, buddy. I thought we were going to have 100 people. I'm like, okay, well, I mean, I could see if you thought we were going to have 100 and there was 50. Or I could see if you thought there's going to be 100 and maybe there was even like 35. But there's nobody here, bro. So, like you were way off with whatever you were using, whatever calculator you were using. It didn't really compute too well. So I still spoke, gave an hour presentation to him with my slides and everything just to practice. Went back to the Red Roof Inn. I don't know if there's ever been a more lonelier feeling than being in Rockford, Illinois. I was definitely the best dressed person in Rockford because I was wearing a black suit with a really sparkling red tie, you know, one of my most expensive outfit, you know. And I only wore it when I knew I was going to be on stage, which I didn't know I was going to be speaking to nobody. So I go back to the Red Roof Inn, and I check in, get my room. Slept on the bed. It felt like there was more coils up my butt than there was even, like, sheets on the bed. And it was really an uncomfortable night. Just the bed was terrible. Didn't get a good night's sleep. Was asking God, hey, God, quick question. Am I going to have to drive to places 8 hours away and speak to nobody for very long? And you don't really get the answers that you think you're going to get when you're talking to God. You get, hey, man, it's my plan. Chillax. You want to go after a dream, have some faith. And that's my message, because after listening to Kevin Hart, same message, you know, have some faith. You know, if you really, truly believe that you're supposed to be doing what it is you're doing, it's going to work out. Here's the problem, though. We put together this really great narrative of how it's all going to work out. You know, I'm going to get the business plan done, and I'm going to get some financing, or I'm going to put it on credit cards, and I'm going to get customers. And once I get customers, it'll kind of, everything will self-finance itself, and I won't have to borrow any money, and it'll just be great. And I'll have a big launch, and everybody will buy. And then you put everything together, and nobody's there. There's no customers. There's no products being sold. Your credit cards are maxed out. And that's when you got to have faith. A faith that's never been tested can't be trusted. You know, I don't care. It's just like gravity. Do you see gravity working? No, you can't. I mean, you can see it working. Can you see gravity, though? No. I mean, faith is the same way. Well, I don't know, Sam. I don't know how you have so much faith. I've had to have, just like you. I'm not saying, here's the funny part. I'm not even saying I'm any better than you at this stuff. That's the weird thing. Like, everybody puts me on this pedestal. Like, oh, my God, you're an everyday Saturday guy. I mean, like, I'm on a panel in Orlando this coming week. Friday night, I'm on the panel. Saturday, I'm speaking. And I'm going to get peppered with questions. Like, wow, how are you so great? Like, what do you? I'm like, dude, come on, man. I'm no better than you. I promise you I'm not. I am not. You are way better at this stuff than I am. Whatever it is you want to do, the one thing I have in my corner is my faith. Because I don't believe that God would put a dream so big in your mind and not give you the tools to realize that dream. I just don't believe it. So I get a lot of people making $200,000-$400,000 a year contacting me saying I'm not happy. I get that. That was me too. Okay. I've made $500,000 a year and not been happy. Been miserable because of the people I surrounded myself with and the pressure I put on myself and the expectations that I had for my life that just didn't work out. Didn't matter I had $500,000 that I was making that year. It just didn't matter. I wanted more. I wasn't content. I actually wanted less because I knew if I made less money, I would have less responsibility. Imagine bringing in $120,000 maybe in a few hours on one of the product launches I did. And hearkening back, like, support tickets were coming in, stuff was crashing on the website. And this is stuff nobody tells you about because everything's great, internet marketing, millionaires everywhere. And I remember sitting in my office at home and just staring at the wall, watching these support tickets. And every time a new support ticket can I get a ping. So it'd be bing, support ticket, bing, there's a problem. Bing, can't, where's my member's access? Bing, lost my password. Bing, refund, refund, refund. You know, and it's like, oh my God. And I thought back to 1990, living at One Fairchild Place in North Buffalo with two women, thinking, you know, strictly platonic, by the way, I was much happier when my rent was $133 a month. I didn't have any problems. I was a bartender. I'd get in at 4 in the morning. I'd sleep till noon, play Nintendo baseball, and get up and do it again. Now, that's not a good long-term plan. If you want to be anything in life, I wouldn't recommend bartending, sleeping till noon, and playing Nintendo. But now, my life is shaped around my family, and it's shaped around my mission. Before, it used to be shaped around the stuff I own. Now, it's not. I got rid of everything I owned. Got rid of everything. No more storage facility, downsized 80% of our home. We live in a, you know, very modest home here in Cincinnati. I love it, man. There's no pressure anymore. Now, where do you think the focus goes now? The focus goes to this. The focus goes to the content. The focus goes to the value without all the pressure. You can do the exact same thing. Stop thinking that, oh, I don't know if I can do what Sam does. You can do what I do on steroids, man. You can do it better than me. You can be more successful than me. You can be anything you want to be, but you can't be it if you don't have faith in you. It's never going to work out. You're always going to be worried. You're always going to be anxious. You're always going to be looking with one eye open to see what's coming. That's not a good life. That's not the way this life was designed to be lived. This life, you were designed for greatness. You were created in the miracle, in the image of the God Almighty. And do you think that you're just going to be here going ho-hum, waiting for the other shoe to drop? Oh, boy, too much new, too many bills coming in. How am I going to pay? How am I going to pay them? I mean, good Lord, your plan is not only to pay those bills, but to pay other people's bills. That's the plan. And by the way, I want to help you do that. If you heard the interview with Florence, last one, right before this one, she was in town for her coaching program. That's what I do with clients. I work one-on-one with them to take their message, their movement, their passion, monetize it so they can be a blessing to other people. If you haven't set up your call, go to launchwithsam.com. Launchwithsam.com. Let's connect and let's really talk and let's not have any filters and, you know, talk as corporate-y speak or this blah, blah, blah stuff people try to. Let's have a real conversation about where you're at right now. And if you're ready to go, I want to be the one that puts the jet fuel behind that and helps you get a message that is so powerful, a message that is so clear that you will be heard and it will resonate all around the world. And let me tell you, let me just say this one more time. If I can do it, you can do it, but you can do it better than me. You know why you can do it better than me? Because you're not going to make all the same mistakes I made. You're not going to have all that negative, toxic thoughts that I had. You might have some of those negative people in your life like I had, but I'm going to show you how to remove all of that and them, metaphorically speaking, you know, remove all of those inner thoughts, those demons that are stopping you like roadblocks on your road to Saturday. I'll show you how to do it. But just hear this, okay? You got to have faith. Don't question faith. You wouldn't question gravity. Oh, I don't believe in gravity. Okay. Go up on top of a 15-story building and jump off and let me know if you believe in gravity. Okay? It's there. It's always working even when you can't see it. So is faith. It's always working even when you can't see it. All right? Let's get this week off to a great start. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.